Recording's on. Let's do it. I'd like to bring the November 12th, 2024 Board of Trustees of Jerusalem Township to order. I call the meeting to order and I request a moment of silence and then we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance after that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Bill Miller.
Present.
Absolutely.
Present.
Roll call complete.
I'd like to have a motion to approve the October 22nd, 2024 regular meeting.
I move to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
Roll call Alex Litten.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we'll move on to the fiscal officers' report.
We all have the reports and have read them. Reviewed them. Fund status $671,227.38 in Star, Ohio. Krogan checking $1,058,277.44. Warrant numbers 23164 through 23205 and electronic payments 125-2024 through 135-2024. And that totals $62,198.32. And then deposits since last meeting total $25,394.09.
Well, Lohmeyer's paid for their property.
Yeah, he was very eager to make sure his check got in.
Should we approve? I guess we could approve the fiscal officer's report as read.
Motion.
I'll second that.
Second Alex Litten. Roll call Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Alex Litten.
Yes.
Motion carried. Thank you.
Anything else for the fiscal officer? If not, we'll move on to the zoning department.
We did not have any new permits issued since the last trustee meeting on October 16th. Rob and I have prepared a list of violations. We're going to go around this week and make sure that we're following up on all the letters we sent out. And there were a couple new properties that we wanted to look at. We're going to meet. I'm meeting the property owner at 9531 Corduroy to inspect the site for their wetland development. We spoke with the property owner and he is being fully transparent with us and giving us access and complying with the permits that he's filed with the Lucas County floodplain engineer. He's also working with Ottawa County Soil and Water Conservation District for an unknown reason, but I did confirm that with their representative. He is meeting the established guidelines for the federally funded grant, and he would like us to take a look tomorrow so we can determine that everything is in compliance and that we don't have any outstanding concerns. And if we do, we can address them at that time. What would you like to know?
Is a fella from Ottawa County going to be there?
Clint, no. But he did provide that the property owner is compliant with the EPA regs and everything for a Category 1 wetland. And so far, the setbacks for a wetland of that size through ORC or Ohio codes are, 20 feet, and he's definitely well over 20 feet, but we would like to measure ground truth it and just verify some of those distances to the neighboring property owners. I also reached out to our attorney, and he would like an update tomorrow after we inspect the property to make sure that there isn't anything that we need to do as a township. I did reach out, have Rob reach out to previous zoning inspector regarding the wetland that was put in on Brown a couple years back. I guess that we were not notified at that time either. There seems to be a lack of communication between when they get the permits or the, you know, permission to proceed and the site plan. They just didn't stop here, even though they weren't given guidance to. So we just want to make sure that he's doing everything right and the tile drains are going in to spec and the setbacks are, you know, well within a good fair distance from adjacent property owners. I'm not sure what else to do at this point.
There's nothing we can
it's
do, but
it's a federally funded program, yeah. And it's all very big picture regs, and he is doing the right thing by their standards so far.
It'd just be nice if he would have let the property owners next door know.
Exactly, and I just want to, like I said, make sure, especially on the west side, it looks like that section is a little bit closer to whomever, I think it's a Grottle property. And so I let the Miss Downs know. I talked to her. We're going to reach out to her again after we site inspect tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have some more details then. That is all I know so far, as far as that goes. As far as following up with violations, I sent an email regarding the gate at Lagoon. Still a little bit of concern. Legally, we have one property that is initiated charges. There's still been no follow-up yet. I haven't heard back from the paralegal for the prosecutor. As far as old business goes, the bait shop at 9636 is going to the Planning Commission on November 20th. Rob and I, one of us will be there. We will sort out which one tomorrow. As far as new business goes, most of it is surrounding the wetland, and we still have three applicants for the zoning board that we would like to consider. So we're going to review those applications, make sure that they're still interested, and then, you know, see which candidates are more appropriate.
Sorry, I do have Ray's resignation.
Okay.
And it's at home. I forgot to bring it tonight, so okay. I'll bring it down tomorrow.
And so we're moving the alternate up. A alternate up and then bringing someone in, right?
What board is this for?
Whichever board we need has a vacancy. And so for Ray, it would be
the BZA.
BZA.
No. Ray's zoning.
Zoning commission.
Zoning commission.
Yeah. So who is the alternate for?
Dan Fed would be the next, and then Scott would be came in after Dan. I don't
is
that's how it was done? I think that's how it's done in the past.
Is Dan still? Is he going to Florida or?
He's back at his house in Central Ohio. So
how do we do that?
I don't know.
Because you got to pretend attend so many, correct? According to what the website says.
Yeah, he will usually get on via phone.
Although you can participate via phone, but you can't vote via phone.
Yeah. Did that change after COVID? Right?
After COVID.
There was a temporary exemption from the state, but that expired.
Okay. It was kind of a COVID.
Yeah, that was a temporary thing for COVID that expired.
So that may be an issue.
So if not Dan, then could we propose for Scott then?
I know Dan participates. I do under that, but I'm just, our rules state that you got to, I think it's 50% or what does it exactly say, Jim? Do you know off the top of your head?
Not off the top of head, but
it's in there.
We do need a participating member.
Yeah.
We should open it up for applications too. I mean, if we're shuffling people around and
so we'll have vacancies, an alternate spot. What about the BZA? How's the BZA?
The only one, I think Sandra's not coming back.
Okay, and we have an alternate for that, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Did she send her?
She did not yet, but she did say as much to me, so.
So we have two alternate spots to fill between the two.
And that is all I have at this time.
You're jumping right in, getting your feet wet.
Yes, actually, do you need to follow up? There was the propane tank on Dyke Road that we had concerns about the airline. It was a like some type of rubber hose. It wasn't, I didn't look rated for it. They swapped out the tank and put in a smaller tank, but they put the tank on the neighbor's property. So today, the propane company was supposed to come out and move it. And I'm supposed to follow up with the Myers tomorrow to find out if they did. So that was the one last thing, just to let you know.
You had mentioned the court case. Is that the same case we discussed at the last meeting?
Yep. It's the
just
only,
that one?
Yep. And I don't have any updates at this time, but I will put in an email to follow up with the paralegal to see where we stand.
Okay. Definitely. Once you find something out, let us know.
Yeah, there's not really been much news so far. That's all I have.
That's it. Thank you, Wendy. Recreation Department. I didn't get anything. And anybody else get anything?
Nope.
He's not here, so I guess we'll skip that. Fire Department. Tony came in, didn't he? Yep. Tony?
Good evening, everyone. Got a couple things for us tonight. First of all, everything's going pretty well. Could someone put on that we have the feather party on the 22nd on the billboard up front? The association would appreciate that. Everything's falling in place for that thing.
7 o'clock, Chief?
Right, yes, 7 o'clock.
Seven.
And I do have a couple things I need to approach. I did have a missing receipt. It was for fire off subs. It was after a dive training. So I'll need one of you officers to sign that. But the next thing I have,
we aren't doing anything else with authority.
Not particularly.
Okay. All right.
Next thing I have is I have two new applicants that I would like to ask permission to accept these two gentlemen to the fire department. First one is Timothy O'Connor, lives over on Arquette. He's in a position in his life where he's working for himself. He's self-employed at this time now, and he feels that he can give to the community, you know, with his time and that, and with his close proximity. We are gonna have a fire training class coming up, so we should have about 8 people attending fire training very soon. That'll be in-house through Captain Wolf. But this is his first one, or there's that one.
Baseball O'Connor.
O-C-O-N-N-O-R.
C-O-N-N-E-R, okay. Thanks.
The next applicant is David Lickert. That is Yasmin's husband. He feels he's in a position to, or he can give, and it could work out a little better for us because one or the other can probably make it. So, again, I'm asking permission to hire these two, pending the background check and physicals as normal procedure. both of them are in their mid, between, I'm estimating 30s to 40s.
Do you need an answer on these hires today?
Yes, I do. That's the one I'm asking you guys to vote on for that one. So that would take the roster total to 34.
Well, I've all run it through. Here, why don't you put that over there too?
Oh, yeah, yep.
All right, do you need the individual, Joel, or can I just do them both together?
It's fine.
I move to hire David Lickert and Timothy O'Connor, pending a background and physical.
I'll second that.
We'll call Dave Bench.
Yes.
Will Miller.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Joel, do you need this to stick with your, the missing receipt thing to stick with your files? Probably. Chief, there you go.
Thank you, fellas. You know, appreciate it. This month, on the 20th, we will be hosting the Lucas County Fire Chiefs meeting. So, more than likely, I'm going to need to use the hall. If it's available, if it's not, I can fit in the station. But it'll be at 1 o'clock. We do provide lunch, and we're going to have perch. Is what we're famous for is having perch for them guys. So you guys are welcome to come and meet the different chiefs. All it's not just Lucas County chiefs. Other area chiefs that belong to Lucas County Chiefs Association also attend too. So you're welcome to come along and sit in.
Tony, what's that date again?
That'll be the 20th, Wednesday the 20th. And then the generosity of Mike Seach is providing the fish for us. He's a appreciate that. Do it, then we'll just have it in the station. Not a problem. Thanks, Kevin. I didn't forget about those guys. Just a couple maintenance things so you're aware of. The water tender, the radio and computer is installed in that one. Everything's working fine. The you'll see our boat is out. That's going to go to Dubert's tomorrow for just normal servicing of the motors. And they'll fit it in when they can. Rescue engine did get all new tires all the way around. I have not received the bill for that one, but that one I'm just advising you, that will be in excess of my authorization, but it is a maintenance requirement. The tires were in excess of the years of service, so that's why they were replaced.
You know if the boat maintenance will be over? You're off to, Tony?
Pardon me?
The boat maintenance, will that be over $3,000?
No, I don't expect that to be that much. I don't know. I can ask them tomorrow when I drop it off if they can provide an estimate. And if so, then I'll advise them. I'll advise you guys.
You may want to ask them, too, about the timing belts on those motors. I know those Yamahas have timing belts that need changed every so often.
Oh,
so,
okay.
While it's there, ask them about it.
I'm totally unknowledgeable of outboards. I just tell me. My guys tell me what to do, and okay, I'll drop it off. But thank you. I will mention it to them.
Yep.
I wanted to ask the fiscal officer, did we receive the tarmac grants? We had submitted for two of them, but I haven't seen them in the listings. The two $1,000, we did receive them? Mm-hmm. Perfect. That's all I needed to know. It's not any other. It was just a question I needed to be aware of. We are going to start looking at writing grants. I'm going to look at one for a motorized stair chair. And but I think BWC may have that available for us, and I think we may now meet the hours, and so we may have the funds in there again. Because last time we bought was that the gear washer. Also looking at, and I've working with the fiscal officer, I provided my budget to him. I know he's going to tweak it because that's what's going to need to be done. But with that being said, the utility vehicle, the Excursion, I don't want to replace it. I don't want to get rid of it, but I do want to, I think it's the right time to purchase a new utility vehicle, which would be just a pickup truck. It'd be a four-door pickup. Currently, we're looking at one right now. It's under $50,000, under state bid. We have the funds available right now. We could buy it straight outright with no problem. And there's still funds available enough to get it labeled, get it lights and sirens and stuff like that. What I want to do with the old utility, the Excursion, is make it a day car, is the term I'm going to use. A day car would be, Bo, you would come in and you're going to sign out the car. What that commits to is you're going to commit that you're going to have the vehicle and you're going to respond to calls. So you're not using your own vehicle, you're coming to this call. Now, the other ability, flexibility that I'm trying to look at too, is how can that work best? So if Bo is a paramedic, Bo, he could go right to the scene. I can see that he's already going. I know that he's already responding. If I'm the only other one here, or Kevin is, one of us can bring the squad. We don't need, in order to transport a patient, we have to have two, but to get there. So one benefit is I'm trying to look and get commitment from guys committing. So they may take it in the evening, they may take it during the day. It'll first go to paramedics, offered to paramedics first, but then it'll go for EMTs too. I'm trying to do anything we can to bolster the response needed for these calls. So if Kevin signs out the utility and it's a 3 o'clock in the morning, go pick up grandma call, I know he's coming. You know, and so that's my proposal to you folks. I want you to consider this. Like I said, we've looked at this, we've already contacted. Right now I'm just looking at a Dodge. It'd be the same truck as what we have, that same as our brush truck. It won't have the utility box. It's just gonna have an 8-foot bed, but it's a Tradesman. Doesn't have it'll have power windows, locks, all that stuff, but no carpeting and no luxuries beyond, you know. But then it would be that vehicle will be the one that'll stay in the station. The Excursion would be a day car, so it would be out of the station. Not a chief's vehicle. I've got my car, and I'm going to run with that thing. That wasn't what I was asking for. But anyways.
And you'll have a full set of SOPs that come along with that, right? Like, when you present that to us,
we'll
finally.
We would create the SOPs, and I'm going to mirror some of the, or I'm going to plagiarize some of the other departments that do this. So I'm not inventing this. This is, I'm just trying to be creative to entice. It may sound bad, but sometimes it's tough to get people at 3 a.m. to.
I'd like to make a suggestion that you authorize him to pursue the truck, so if he finds that this isn't the best, he can move forward. I mean, unless you want to see the specs, it's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to go with state bid pricing on it.
It's correct.
So it's not that we go out. We don't have to go out for bid on it.
Not at all.
So I'm fine with you going out as long as you have the money and you're, you know.
That's comfortable. What I'm just holding with.
Yeah, you guys are both comfortable with it?
Long as it's not a diesel.
I'm fine with you guys.
It won't be a diesel either. I'm with you on that.
Good call.
How much was the state bid you said?
We were like 47.5 is what I was looking at right now. Uh-huh. Is for this particular vehicle.
Yeah.
And not gone to Ford or GM or anything else. Yeah. This was just the the Quick and Dirty, right? Right at home. But we just bought the brush truck from that guy, so we just called him, and that's, he was the one that gave us the quick price.
How much difference, this is just more for conversation, right? From the last time we bought that brush truck and the bid pricing, what was the difference?
To be truthful with you?
Yeah.
Because that one was paid, we were right at the same price.
Okay, that's good.
It was 50,000, we had 50,000 from the, inheritance.
Yeah.
Is what we had, and that's what that truck cost. So, I know that.
Holly.
Holly Hocka, yeah.
People are telling me, I'm not saying I know, people are telling me that right now Chrysler is in a position where they need to sell trucks, they need to sell vehicles. So, but the state bid is, the state bid is what it's gonna be. But I think it's, it would be a 3/4-ton truck, it would have the towing capabilities and everything else that we'd have.
What are you gonna put in the back of it, Tony?
Excuse me?
What are you gonna put, a cap on the back of it or something, or?
Later down the road, we consider putting a cap on it, and, but it's, would be nice is when we get cold weather like this and we gotta pick up hose, sometimes it's easier just to throw the hose back in a pickup or a trailer or something to get it back until we get it thawed out and freed up.
I would also suggest, if you're gonna ask,
Yeah.
Include like badging, and you probably could do the lights this year also for it.
Right.
Right?
We don't have to put a radio. That we had the, you and I discussed, we know that we had the monies available that were in there, and that's why we're sort of opting to do it yet this year. But yes, so the 47.5 is the purchase of the truck, but then the labeling, badging, and lights and siren. We already have radio and a computer, so we're not buying another radio and a computer, because I'm going to take it out of that light squad. And that's the other part I just want to reinforce too. And I do need permission from that. Can I move forward in selling that light squad 16, that Lucas County vehicle that we acquired? So when I talked to Burgess Ambulance, who we bought our ambulance from before, he said I would start it, put a reserve bid of 30,000, and then hopefully you get 40. Now we would sell that with that power cot and power load system too, but that goes, but I think we're in a good position to sell, because we don't need the vehicle. You know, we don't need it for a transport vehicle. We're, our two are well in good position, so.
I don't see any issue with selling it.
One would be okay to sell it.
Why don't you handle the first motion?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
For the truck? What do you need a motion for?
Well, you said, Tony, I'm sorry to help this along, but you said 47,000 for the truck, so say 50,000 for the truck, 10,000 for the lights and badging?
And badging, yes.
Is that?
So you want a motion tonight to approve to buy it?
Yes, we would.
With the understanding, because like if he presents with, they're saying to proceed. Yeah, and to proceed, maybe you also send the motion like he has a conversation with you three offline, but you've already said, hey, go for Ed. And I mean, why wait till we're not going to have another trustees meeting, are we? Thanksgiving? Or is it the week before?
No.
Week of Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So
we wouldn't have another meeting until December.
So what you're asking for, what, 60,000? Not to exceed.
I'm helping him out.
Yeah, he's
You keep raising the price for him. So.
Well, if it's
if you make 80, we can get chrome rims.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those are plastic covers, I think. But it's 47 for the. But then that's just the truck.
Yeah.
That's not the stickers and the light bar. You know the light bar is going to not be $500. It'll be.
I mean, you guys good with us tonight? I mean, Dave, Alex?
I'm fine with that, as long as keep us in the loop of what you're buying, and then also maybe send us a couple comparables of similar trucks, just so we have on record that we're getting a decent deal, just so we can have that on file.
So the baseline of the truck is gas engine, 3/4-ton truck, 4-door cab. Whether it's got a 6 or 8 foot bed is, that's not that much of a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the base of the truck.
Yeah,
seems reasonable to me.
They're good, Dave.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Four wheel drive. It'll be four wheel drive.
So you want to do 60? I mean, to start, not to exceed 60.
Not to exceed.
Yeah, I think 60 would be fine.
That would be for badging, lights,
and the truck.
And the truck. I move to approve not to exceed 60,000 for the new 3/4 ton Dodge pickup for the fire department with badging and lights.
I'll second.
With the understanding that he'll get with you before he actually.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you are going to get several bids like Chevy and Ford.
I'm going to contact Ford, contact Chevy.
You can kill one bird with one stone, just call Ballman's, they can give you the price.
Yeah, you got it all, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the state bid price.
Right? Well, I was trying to bid off a pickup truck. I was calling different locations. It popped right up on their computer that it had already been given out. And you need a Chevy and a Ford price right from them.
Yeah, so. I don't have a preference to the vehicle. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just.
Okay, roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton?
Yes.
Bill Miller?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And then, do you want to give, does that have to be a vote to sell the lunch money?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So, you want a minimum bid of 30? Is what your suggestion?
I'm going off of his recommendation, yes.
All right.
Gov deals, isn't it?
Are you putting on Gov deals?
Wasn't it?
Either Gov deals or Trader.
Oregon doesn't want it?
He did not come through with anything, and I think he wanted it for free.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. No. But, you know, you already got $402,000 or $420,000 from us. So.
What else we got? The old water tender that's got to go? That's the one that's out of service now?
No, you're thinking of engine.
Or engine 31. Old
that one's going to be revamped for the dive truck. The dive truck will be the next one to go.
Okay.
That's the oldest vehicle we have.
All right. So I move to put the Life Squad 16 that we got from the county.
Yes.
Up with a minimum bid of $30,000 per the chief.
I'll second.
A reserve of $30,000.
Yeah, a reserve of $30,000.
That was Dave, you seconded that, I'm sorry.
I know.
Alex did.
Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Litton.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Please plan on attending the feather party. It's always a very fun time. So we've already, you know, the association, we got our liquor license approved. We got our insurance for it and everything. So we're securing a deputy. There'll be an officer there that night with us like we don't normally do. And everything's in the station. So it will be fun. And it's a great way to see the community.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Kevin, just giving you a heads up, you ain't got that kind of money to spend, so.
I'm just giving you a heads up, I'm putting a freeze on spending, so.
Okay, well, we'll move on to Kevin, the maintenance department.
Start out, we have a funeral Saturday. For anybody that didn't know, we lost George Goodrich, so he's having his funeral on Saturday, so we'll have a full burial Saturday. The pumps are the same as we've had in the past. They still haven't got the one Bono pump to get that calibration done yet. Everything's in full working order other than that one floats are set a little high, so it will not kick on and off like it's supposed to, except in a very extreme. So, but it's fine, we know, as long as we're aware, we can stop and put the pump on if we get an unusual amount of rain, so. Today was Fire Chief's help and his donation of scissor lift that he has available. We fixed the parking lot light out here, we changed it. One of them had went out, one of the LED ones in the side parking lot. The one out back in the salt shed, we replaced the photo cell on that one. Hopefully, tomorrow, after the food pantry,
The one out here, the photo cells out on it, and we just need to change it, it's staying on all the time. So we will get that changed. Did discover also that the block heater on the generator is out. I do have a new block heater with anticipating getting that on yet this week. Other than that, the generator's been serviced, is ready to go. Had no problems, it fires up like it's supposed to on the test side. Let's see, the truck, last report, they were waiting on a couple parts to finish it up. So hopefully we get that pretty quick. So we will have to spend money on that because we didn't prepay for that one. And I think that's all I got other than we're just still cutting overheads. And I'm going to do one more round of road mowing yet, both sides of the ditch. And try to get all that switches filtered right down for winter. So unless you guys got something else for me.
Anything on the AirCat project?
No, I was going to call in. We were talking about it today, so I will reach out to them this week, find out where they're at. It's been so dry, so they're doing all their off-road work right now, but I will find out and let you know by the end of the week.
We got to get on the list, too. We got to get that park done, too, the dry parking lot down in Reno. That wouldn't take us very long to dig that out a little bit and then dump some of our road grindings.
Are we making it bigger than what me and you talked originally when we looked at it? Or?
No, we were going to go inward and remember?
Oh, that was you and Gary.
Oh, you were there.
Because I expanded it along the road.
Yeah.
But I never brought it all the way up till we put the posts in. So, like the car we had buried out there. Where if we take the post out and create a parking lot, we're going to have some more of that. But I haven't raised that up. But no, I have not done anything at all down there.
Well, we can go out tomorrow or next day or something, and we'll talk about it again. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. Food pantry's not here, I don't believe. I'll jump on to old business. Kevin just did the pump update. Number two, Corduroy and Temple. That got completed. I haven't been over it yet. I don't know. You been over it, Alex?
Yeah.
Better than it was?
Better than it was, yeah.
Go to three, Rachel and East completion of asphalting driveways. That's all done now, so that project is completely done now. Zoning training roundtable report. Alex, you want to give a report on it?
Last week we had our training roundtable with Attorney Stopar. It's pretty interesting, pretty informative. He had a lot of good information for the Zoning Commission and the BZA. Not everyone was there, but hopefully the Zoning Commission and BZA members that were there can kind of like pass that information along. I'm sure it helped you a lot, I would assume. Thank you guys for attending. Anybody else want to make any commentary on it?
It was good. It was good information. He explained a lot in the way that they, I feel like, especially towards the, it was to both boards. I mean, talking about, there's, seven things you should look at, and not necessarily all seven of them be right, or they all fall in there, but it was a general guideline, and it, this is what you have to look at. Is it basically, does it make sense? Does it hurt or hinder? He had a lot of good information. I think he's a great asset for us to have. So,
and we did live stream that too. I do have to apologize that the live stream wasn't that great because we had to have it in the fire hall instead of here because they were setting up for voting the next day here. So it is on Facebook if you guys want to review it for anything. But
I had several people said they watched it.
Yeah, there was a few that watched it. Mm-hmm. But it's up there if anybody wants to.
Yeah, it was an excellent meeting. It's a shame that we didn't have more people.
Yeah.
And maybe we could get them pamphlets that he gave us out to some of the other board members.
Can I ask you, Alex, there was a stack of them left, and I put them up on that table where I don't know if he took them or if we kept them, but afterwards. I thought I should have held on to a few of those.
I actually, Frank grabbed mine because we were Ulrich, and I ended up giving mine to him and said, yeah, here's what we went
I
over.
I gave mine to somebody else. Yeah,
so, Wendy, do you have a copy of it?
Do you? But I wrote that one.
Okay. We could probably reach out to him and just resend that to us.
I got one. I can bring it in here and make copies.
Okay.
Okay.
That work.
Yeah. Perfect.
All
right. Good. We'll move on. Temecog meeting report. It went pretty quick. We had to vote on some bylaw amendments, and we adopted a code of ethics there and voted on that, and that's about it. We were at that. I can't remember where it was now. The Nature Preserve out there on White Road in Perrysburg. It's right next to the hospice. Oh yeah, it's a nice, boy, it's beautiful around. I never knew how beautiful that was.
Yeah.
Okay. Temecog water quality meeting update.
Yeah, so last week I attended, there's three or four that happened throughout the year. Temecog has a water quality council meeting, which we participate in. Just so the general public understands, 95% of the stuff that's discussed at Temecog doesn't really apply to us, but I go and attend and participate for the 5% that does pertain to us. So there were a couple different things. Temecog has a couple different sort of plans they put together and present to the state. They make recommendations to the state house on law and policy that should be updated. One thing that did pique my attention that came up in some of the discussions of water quality is Temecog is making a recommendation to the state that residential septic systems, or I assume septic systems in general, be inspected at the time of property transfers. So this is a recommendation Temecog is making to the state. I don't think there's any way that would ever pass at the state. I don't think so, but something in the works, so keeping an eye on it. One of the things that does pertain to us that came up. Another thing that was mentioned, I don't have a whole lot of information on this. It was in the what they call the Agenda for Lake Erie Update. In their recommendations, in the Agenda for Lake Erie Update, they wanted to request the state add local jurisdictional permitting and oversight for manure applications and cattle regulations. So I thought that was kind of interesting, so I'm kind of keep my eye on that as well. These are all recommendations they're making to the state. No guarantee any of this stuff goes through, but just something that's relevant to us to keep an eye on. That's really about it. Mostly pertaining to us, so.
Okie doke. We'll move on to the Big Cooley Ditch resolution.
You don't have this on email, do you, Alex? Did you email this out at Dale? I was going to say I could throw some of it up on
No, he's got it.
No, on email.
Email. No, I don't think I have this.
I was going to throw it. I didn't have an email either. I was going to just put it on the screen for people, but that's okay. We got our copy, so.
I was, I have Mr. Varga here. His brother has been really active. He's talked to all the people along the ditch and everything, all the property owners. Everybody's a go for it. If you look in there, it's a $800,000 grant that we're going to get through H2O, Ohio money. And they're paying for everything.
Dave, I did have one question on this. Just because, you know, they break it down on the reimbursable items. And if you look in their number 7, they have in their property acquisition, it was $50,000, $850. I mean, is that just like an earmark in there? Or are they going to actually...
No, they're not going to acquire anything.
It's in the thing.
In there.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. And this is of no cost to the... No direct cost to the residents.
No. Right. Maybe later on, you know, maybe in 10 years, they might have to mow it or something, or not even 10 years, 5 years. They'll, everybody in the water should all have to help pay for that, but it'd only be like $10 or something, you know, something like that. It's minimal, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, and the big maintenance won't come for probably 20 years or maybe 30 years, but it's actually, there's no ditch back there at all, really, no. It's, you can walk right across it. What is it, probably a foot deep?
Our tile drains our field, our property. My dad, Bart, has been living there his whole life, you know, and couldn't ever figure out why our stone yard and the farm was flooded. Because my dad and my grandpa never, I guess, were smart enough to figure out the tile was 2 feet under mud. So they put a tile on top of the ground through like a dike wall, let the water drain through the field, but everybody's field tiles for their houses drain to our field tiles to an 8-inch main, well, where the water came over. There's, you know, 3-foot diameter cottonwoods growing in the middle of the ditch. So it's pretty bad. Just wondering though too about, you know, Andrew said something about if they clean the ditch, they're gonna leave the dirt on property and then the property owners are responsible to remove the dirt.
Yeah, we
That was one of the questions.
That's a stipulation there I asked too. They said we might not be able to let it set in. There's a floodplain in there.
Right.
We might have to haul a little bit of it. So that's a little shaky yet. That I don't know what's going to happen here either. Okay, but so most of it's going to stay on the property, okay. And we're just going to push it.
Okay.
And in here it reads that that's going to be done. But the only thing I don't know about is the floodplain part.
Because there is a natural swale that drains from our woods,
yep,
through Butch's property and then over into Ray St. Marie's property now that goes mm-hmm. through there, and it's mm-hmm. just like a gravity, you know, yeah, swale that runs over to that ditch. So that if we block that off, it's just going to make it worse to the south. So, I mean, Andrew and I were saying that if anybody did not want the dirt on their property, we would probably consider in the winter, if it's frozen enough, that we purposely didn't plant our wheat all the way up against the property lines. So if we could get around the ditch, we could take my excavator and my dump trucks and we could go get all the dirt and we'll haul it behind the farm and we'll take it.
Okay,
if any of the other property owners need assistance and they don't want it on the property or however they
work. I talked to Jay today and Mosley, and he doesn't really know about that floodplain stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one contention I can't answer. But they got to figure for $800,000 to get it done.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, that's probably what I was going to say. We were talking about it. He's like, well, if we had to bid it for them. Okay.
There's a lot of dirt that's going to get moved there.
Yeah, a lot of dirt, a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Well overdue.
And this is all a pasture through Lucas County, so it isn't money that the township's got to lay out up front.
No.
This is all being handled through Lucas County.
You don't say pastor because that means we are. So, all we are not paying off the contractor and then getting reimbursed. Right?
Correct.
No. Okay. No.
That's important. Thousand. So.
That's a lot of money. Well, I can read this then. You want me to read a resolution?
What is our resolution number, or what's the?
What's the resolution number?
Well, let me see it. Excellent. Let me see what it is. If it's not our resolution, is it our resolution?
It's ours.
There's a lot to read here, so I don't
know. Well, I'm just going to read down towards the end and, you know.
Okay, so it would be.
I'm just going to read from here down a little bit.
So the resolution number is, it actually goes right there.
Yeah.
So right next to it would be at 1112, write it down. Right. Number 1112-2024. -00.
I got another good one I can use. It's no big deal.
Yep,
it's a good one on this one. Therefore, it be resolved by the trustees of Jerusalem Township, Lucas County, Ohio, that the board hereby petitions the board of Lucas County Commissioners for an improvement in a manner deemed to be the most conducive to the public welfare of the above described watercourses, utilizing any, all, or a combination of the methods provided for in Ohio Revised Code Section 6131-01C1/S necessary for the disposal of surplus water. That improvements and future maintenance of the above named ditches are necessary will benefit the petitioner and will be conducive to public welfare. that if ordered by the Board of Lucas County Commissioners upon completion of the plans, schedules, and drawings by the Lucas County Engineer, the Board hereby requests the Board of Lucas County Commissioners to establish the above-named ditches as public watercourses and to assess the benefiting landowners for their engineering, construction, and permanent maintenance in accordance with Ohio Revised Code Section 6131. That this Board agrees to pay the cost of notices plus all other incidental expenses except the cost incurred by the engineer in making his preliminary reports if the prayer of the petition is not granted at the first hearing, or if the petition is for any cause dismissed unless the Board of County Commissioners decides to pay the the engineer's costs from the petitioner's bond in accordance with Section 6131 of the revised codes. This amount may may be $1,500 in accordance with Ohio Revised Code Section 613. I think that's all I got to read. So we can take the vote. I make a motion that we approve this resolution. It's resolution 11212024/00.
I'll second it.
We'll call Dave Bench.
Yes.
Alex Liddon.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Resolution passed.
Gotta quit smoking, Dave. You all right in there? You get your breath back?
I read too much. My throat got dry.
Just tell me when to pull the squad. Huh?
They look like they're trying to get their money from you.
Okie doke. We got that done. You're happy with what we did?
I'm just got to make sure
you get it. Yeah, we got to sign it and everything, yeah. Okay, we're going to new business.
One last thing on the other, on old business.
Yeah.
I did reach out to Joel. You had put those paid invoices in my box from the properties that we had sold. I did reach out to each one of them and explain to them to have their lawyers get the deeds together and get them into us so we can get them signed and notarized and get them back to them.
Yep, going.
The only one that was going to be later this year, they thought, was the 810 Water Street. He said it'd be in December, so when he got to it, so.
As long as that property's gone, that's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get more, but it's gone. We'll go on to new business, and I think we'll skip the road and bridge one, and why don't we hit a website?
Sure. So I attended an OTA online webinar about some ADA regulations set by the Department of Justice in basically, a combination of the ADA and Department of Justice has come out with new regulations that our website, our Facebook page, and any sort of online media we have, or not just media, content, whatever, has to comply with certain ADA regulations, which can include contrasting font and closed captioning on our live streams and all kinds of other stuff. So it's going to be a big project to undertake and make all of our online content in compliance with ADA regulations. However, the deadline for this is not until April of 2027 for jurisdictions with less than 50,000 people. So this is a couple years down the road. It's really frustrating that the federal government is making us comply with very stringent regulations without helping us out with the cost associated with that. But I get it. There's people in the community with disabilities that may struggle to use our online content, so I understand them. I don't have a beef with them. It's just frustrating that the federal government has enacted this legislation for such small communities. So this...
Is that something that Neon Goldfish should be able to do on the website for us? I mean, we're already paying them.
Possibly, but I think it might exceed what they're used to dealing with. I'll have to talk to them. I know there's other companies out there that kind of, this is like their main thing that they do. Is this new, there's a lot of pop-up businesses that are now helping you get your websites ADA compliant, so that's interesting, but I'm definitely going to talk to Neon Goldfish.
And what about, I mean, is that even an option on Facebook right now? On Facebook Live?
I don't think so. So I have no idea how that's going to work. I mean, from what I understand, if there's already content online, historical content, we're not obligated to go through and update that content. So that's good, because that would be a ton of work. But going forward, I'm still not sure how this is going to work. So this is going to be an ongoing project to be in compliance.
One thing I would like to do is sit down one day with you on the website and I'll just
put down my name.
Like, get together and do some suggested edits.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty cumbersome. Yeah.
Very cumbersome. There's a lot of stuff in there that's out of date, don't need it. Yeah.
And we should remove them.
The lots.
Yeah, the ones that we sold.
Add that to my to-do list. So,
tell you how bad that is. So we get, from the Board of Elections, we get an ADA inspection every year prior to the election. Our handicap signs outside, I had to move up a quarter of an inch to be compliant.
You can put your seal in there?
How picky it gets when we start getting into that.
That's the vibe I got when I sat in on this webinar. I was like, this is a task. But
yeah,
3 years down the road, so
we'll
cross that bridge later on.
We have some time, we'll sit down and meet on that and see what we can do about getting some of that stuff removed and updated on the website, because it's pretty funky, you know, just to get through it. It's hard to navigate.
Yeah, for us to find stuff, it's hard to navigate, let alone the residents, so. Okay.
All right, cool. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah.
Should we move on then to, I lost my, what's next?
2025 appropriations and revenues.
Yeah, but let's do that and then we'll save the other one.
Sure.
For last, because we'll go into executive then, so.
So the, that was mine, it's just, you all got MS Excel spreadsheets. There's a second one that I sent this afternoon with a minor change.
Right.
Just looking over, it's like the first time we've probably done this. But it's just preparing us for the reorg meeting, which I forget, which we probably need to talk about also in our new business, selecting the date for that. But, any comments, just reply back to the email and say, question about fund, account, whatever it is, and I can, or the, me or the department head could give you some explanation.
So while we're on that topic, Joel, about the... picking the dates, but you had mentioned something earlier about the next meeting falls the week of Thanksgiving.
It does.
And I am not 100% sure I will even be around.
Just don't have one.
So,
I mean, what business do you need that you can't get in the first week meeting in December? You know? Like when's the December meeting for you guys?
December 10th.
10th?
That's a couple weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, you can survive. If it's an emergency,
we're going to pull a
place.
Sure.
I mean, you guys, Dave, you good with that? Not having one the 26th of this month unless we have to have something special?
Yeah.
I mean, how much is going to be going on between now and then? I mean, everything's going to start slowing down for everybody, so.
Yeah. The first meeting's going to be busy, though. We've got to plan a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So. Did you want to, anybody want to set the reorg meeting?
Sure.
You want to do that tonight?
Before you go back to that, make sure somebody updates the calendar on the website and the message board to tell people there's no November 2nd trustee meeting.
Okay.
Because they...
I know I will be gone that first week of December for sure.
And just need two for a, you know, for a quorum or for a...
Well, for the reorg meeting, you want all three of us here.
Yeah, I'm talking about the reorg meeting. That's later. When did you did it? End of December, before January.
We did them in January already.
Yeah, this year was. This year was in January.
That was because you were coming in. Yeah. We had to wait for you to get in before we could do it.
So the first. So it's the 10th, and then let's see. Yeah, the second meeting of December is one, two, is
Christmas
Eve. You're gonna dress up as Santa Claus.
Oh yeah.
Right? You got the white hair already, so.
Yeah, but you always do pretty good. Yeah. The suit fits you better.
The 31st is New Year's Eve.
Right.
But no, I mean, New Year's Eve was, we're not 16 years old, so.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you're not doing shit on New Year's Eve. You're probably going to bed early. We all know what happens when the ball drops. You're already in bed sleep.
The ball's dropped already.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you have that issue too, along with the reorg meeting. But then if you look in January of 25, oh man, the first Board of Trustees meeting is not until the 14th. You don't want to wait that long.
Do you want to do like the 3rd of January for the reorg meeting?
I mean, we did it earlier because it took longer. I don't remember what time that was. Doesn't really matter.
And we don't all have to do it. We don't have to do it on a Tuesday night. We can do it
anyway. I'm not saying that, like, what time you want to start, too.
Yeah, sometimes we start, you know, at 2 o'clock.
Right. Doesn't really matter. You have plenty of time to work out your schedule. And I'm okay with January 3rd, so let's set that.
That's fine with me.
That sounds good. It's better than December's just a wipeout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Friday, January 3rd at... 4 p.m. I don't think it took us it took us 2 hours to do that. We've got this thing down, right?
Yeah.
We just punched through that list. Whoever the next, who's the next president?
Bo is.
Congratulations. So you have to have the agenda in advance to everybody if you want. It's your agenda, right? To like.
It's his job.
To have it finalized before that January 3rd also. Right.
That's quite a job.
The one that we read off of, agenda.
That's important because if there's something missing, you don't want to be discussed. This is how the meeting gets longer, too, right?
Yeah.
You start adding crap to that, and that's not when you do that. You should have that agenda finalized in advance amongst you guys.
And we have the copies of that.
Yeah, I can send you the pre-meeting one with the, where you fill it in, you just write, and then, of course, the post one. So you can compare and say, well, here's what actually happened.
Yeah.
And what do we need to add or delete? Because some of these things don't maybe need to be in there. You say, well, we're redundant. Or other ones may require a conversation too ahead of time. Like, what's the one that always comes up, which is like wages, right? So if you know that's going to be a conversation.
You know, actually, I think that's the outgoing president's job.
Yeah.
Yeah, technically, you don't pick the new one until the reorg meeting.
Yeah,
so.
I mean,
like the first one is his.
I did it last year.
So how about
that's a lot of work.
How about 4 p.m.? See, she's sure. Already yawning about it. So is 4 p.m. okay on January 3rd?
It's fine with me.
On Friday, but then we'll be out by 6.
I guess I'll be here yet.
Because you don't work on Fridays.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a long ways off, but I guess so. You never know. I might not even be here.
It's true. Well, plane could crash on this meeting tonight.
That's right. So
he sounded like he was going to earlier.
I feel like it, too.
All right, so that's good. January 3rd, and that needs to be on the website and as well because that's a public meeting. And then no November board meetings. What about December's meeting? As far as like year-end closure for me, I don't need you for to close the year off. just a matter of what business. You're not going to get done in the second week of December that you have to close out the year with, you know. I don't know what exactly that would be.
Should we have one before Christmas just to talk about the reorg paper? Well, you know, so it makes it easier for you to...
Well, I can... Joel's going to send me the blank one, and then I'll look at the previous one, and I can email it out to you guys, and you guys can review that, and then we can...
You got plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, yeah. It's good we're getting started now. Cause yeah.
But as far as, like, the December meeting, I don't know. I think we haven't had December meetings in the past at the end of the month, have we?
No, not usually.
This just comes to mind. At the reorg meeting, we had the Board of Trustees meeting first to take care of any business that was really necessary. And then, but that was when the meeting was in December, too.
Yeah, we did it, you know, the end of December already. But
so we're not going to have one the 26th of November and not the 24th of December.
Or do you want to do the reorg meeting on the 30th of December? And the Board of Trustees meeting, or the 31st. Just move it, have a very short business meeting, and then go into reorg. Nobody's going to stick around for that unless they have nothing else to watch on TV. You know?
I was going to say, Bill.
You know what I'm saying? Two birds, one stone. Sorry.
I'm fine with whatever, so...
Okay, we're going to leave it the 3rd. And then no meeting in December at the end of the month?
Unless we need to have something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll cross that bridge if we get
there. I think only once if we had to have an emergency meeting because something came up.
Yeah.
In December, yeah. That's
because when you combine the two meetings, it just makes it a long night.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to do it the 4th.
We have to delete the meeting from the calendar in December.
Do you want this?
I just wanted to.
Do you want the first page?
David?
Yeah.
Remember when we had the meeting with Otarma?
Yeah.
Did you know, there may be some notes in yours, and I had some notes.
Yeah, I think you're
that,
right.
That needed to be placed into the reorg. One was on the review of our sexual, or the harassment policy. It's not sexual harassment. The harassment policy. I'll share my notes with you, and you can get them back to Bo then or whatever.
I'll have to find mine.
I just don't want to bunch and forget those.
That's right. I almost forgot.
Reviewed mine.
I need the first page.
Yeah, like 3 or 4.
You want the first page?
Yeah,
that's it.
That we didn't already have.
Oh, okay. What have we got left there, guys?
Just the roads and bridge levy discussion.
You want to do that now?
Not really, but we got to do it.
Okay. You ready to go in? Go over next door?
Oh, we're going to executive session for it?
Well, I thought that's what you said, so.
We can do that?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's one of the reasons to go into.
Didn't think we could.
I don't think it is.
Oh, but confidential matters. Oh, yeah, it's in there.
Yeah.
Because I know there's.
You can stay here then? I don't care.
I would stay here. Yeah. Honestly.
Right. I just thought you said he was going to go. You thought.
No, I don't remember saying anything. Okay. But no, we can.
All right, let's start with this. So, two things. All right. This that I printed off is the now updated list of what we have in my. It just goes into the. Helps with the conversation moving forward. You have a road and bridge 1 mil levy that has not expired, and we have an opportunity to have it in the spring of next year or the fall of the general election. And then, of course, unfortunately, the fire and recreation levies also end next year. So we have 3, which you can have in the spring and in the fall if it does not work out. This form, the page, right, that we all got, kind of breaks down a snapshot of the loss in revenue from that 2 mils at the old valuation. That doesn't include the House Bill 49 monies that we received from the state, which is the If you don't know what that is, it's a combination, it's the Homestead Act monies that essentially is like a, how do you want to say it, subsidized levy property tax payment. So I don't know what that exact dollar amount is. The only one that I could give you very easily is from the auditor certification, right? How much each year the 2 mil levy would have brought into the township, which is $90,000. The 1 mil levy, according to the auditor certification, which that's not the actual, that's the one that expires next year, that 1 mil is $64,000 annually. So you're looking at a loss of at least $90,000 towards the road and bridge. So far, so good. The then the middle part there says current fund as of November 6th. That is essentially what you already know. How much cash is in Star, Ohio, and Croghan for the 2031 fund? How much was expended? And so it looks like of that expenditure, of that appropriation of $225,000 for this year, we expended 75% of that a week ago. So we're not going to have 25% more taken out of that, right? But just to put it into perspective. And then that bottom part is called related funds. So that's the three funds and the three other sources of revenue that the township receives. So pretty straightforward. Motor vehicle license tax from the state, gasoline tax from the state, and permissive motor vehicle license tax from the county. How much we have currently between Star, Ohio, and Croghan, how much we've spent from that fund, how much we've appropriated from that fund for this year, right? So, kind of gives you an idea. And you have that Excel spreadsheet for next year, which shows you your revenues. So you can kind of see last year's revenue, how much we brought in, versus how much we think we're going to bring in this coming year from those various funds. So next year, it's at least $90,000 that you have to ensure you have for, you know, for status quo, essentially. Because you're going to get those three bottom related funds. Those aren't levy monies, right? So that money is going to flow in pretty consistently from prior years.
So it is unfortunate that the levy did not pass, either one of them. I think that we, you know, part of it was that we everybody got hit with these new valuations, and you know, a month before the election was a big factor on it. Number two, I think the second big factor is that we didn't necessarily get out in front of the residents and explain the levies to them more. So I would say going forward into 2025, if deciding, depending on what we do, whether we do just the renewal of this one, or we say we let that one expire and possibly go for a lower new money, we have to have the same way we do with the garbage. I mean, we have to be out in front of the residents and explain to them, you know, why we need it, why these need to pass. It was a tough year. I mean, it was a
very tough year.
It was a tough year with the property valuations that shut a lot of them down.
It was close. What I see also happen was people voted because of the presidential election, not even knowing what this was.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people that have no participation in government, they don't even understand what that means. So they see that and they're like, no, without even understanding like that, how much it is, because we didn't promote it, unfortunately.
No.
My recommendation, if I could make it, is you're going to have, you're only going to have one levy at this point for next year, a renewal at the 1 mil, whether it passes or not. And you would have to also consider putting additional on that same levy to increase the funds that you lost from the 2 mil. Now, it's a new valuation, a new money, and I don't know what that is until the auditor certifies that. You can't do that until you have a resolution from the board saying you need this money, right? We know there's two steps to that. And so you get that auditor certification for that money. But you know you have at least $90,000 that you have to replace. And that's just saying status quo, right? If you want to do that, it's your decision to look that over. But I mean, the fire department did an additional for their levy and renewed their existing.
And that got them down to one.
Well, they only had one.
Oh, they only had one.
They had five, and they had a 1.5.
And I think it would be better to have just one.
Well, yeah, it was quite confusing for residents.
To have one levy for the roads and bridges instead of two?
Except they were always this year apart, right? And we just happened to put the other one on early. Not even sure. We did that because it might have made sense. Now we have to stack multiple levies next year. So that's the other thing you got to consider. Now you're going to have a need for recreation, a need for fire, and then road.
I think we better do it in May.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it back in when everything else.
No, if you wait till November and it fails, then you have, and I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying now you have three levies, and if for some reason one or two or three don't go in the spring, then you have hurry up your ass time for the fall, right?
So are you saying just put the road and bridge one on in May?
No, I don't know what to do. I would maybe ask the public, but I want to try to go for everything at once because they're going to, it's a year. I mean, you get two shots in 25 to renew these levies. I mean, this happens with schools all the time, right? They go back and they say, well, we're going to lay off more teachers and cut this and cut that. We're going to ask for a lesser amount. That happens all the time with those things, you know. But they do that because they don't know.
But you're going to be asking for more on this road and bridge.
Well, you're going to have to. Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
But that's part of the need you have to present.
Because we got rid of the other one failed.
It expired.
And, yeah, expired.
And that was $90,000 of old valuation money. I do not know what the new one will be. But again, you lose that state subsidy. So.
There is, in other words, the public's going to pay for that loss regardless.
Which is why
you're explaining it.
Yeah,
right. Which is why they always say this is old money valuation versus additional or new monies, right? They always try to make that clear to people that this is a renewal of an existing levy at an older valuation versus a brand new levy at the current rate.
Yeah, but if the public knows that, it's never going to pass.
That is up to them to make that decision, and to promote it.
Yeah, all we can do, we can't make it pass. All we can do is present it to the residents.
But I'm saying
we'll have to go door to door. We'll split up the township up.
Yeah,
we did that already.
Yeah, we're up.
You got a race, Kevin.
So Joel,
in the spring.
Joel.
Yeah.
So, on the extra.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? Well, it's hard to tell.
Well, I mean, it's three mills. Cause,
yeah, but it won't be three mills at the new valuation.
Well, I don't know what one mill at old valuation and one mill at new valuation is going to get until you have a resolution and ask the auditor to certify that. They won't proceed until you are saying we have a need at one mill new, one mill old. Renewal. Yeah, you have to have a need, and that's why it put in that resolution for that.
Something we gotta look at is we already could not, at what we are presently bringing in, afford to take care of the roads that the county had already given us. Now we already know we're gonna get, I mean, it's close to 5 miles of road this year from them again.
Yep, Wheeler.
So, you know, I'm not asking by for a 5 mil levy by any means, but if you're going to try to keep a decent road, and right now I don't mean asphalt by a decent road right now at the current prices, because we are way out of the game for asphalt. Unless you get a grant or you get OWPC money, that would be the only way that you would be able to do an asphalt recreation. But just to stay, I mean, no upgrades on any roads, just keeping them drivable and decent shape, you're gonna need at least that three, and I, hopefully that would be plenty. But, you know, you're looking at, you picked up more man hours because now we've got a lot more roads to mow, because we are not going to mow like the county. Unless you tell me that's what you want, we're mowing out to the poles, and we gotta reclaim all that property that they've let grow for the last 6-7 years, and is one mower enough to do all that? And it's, I guess it's a shame that they voted down the 2-mil levy, because they lost that discount that they were getting at that point. And a lot of that, I do have to say, was our fault. I'll take the blame for it too. We should have maybe added that.
Yeah.
But it's something that year after year after year, the 2-mil has been there for almost ever. That's the reason we added the 1-mil, because we didn't want them to lose the Homestead Act on the 2% when we put that 1-mil in. And now with the new levy, yes, we will get more money. I don't look for that to be an astronomical amount. We've had some pretty good sized houses built, and anybody that didn't fight the new evaluation's got to be crazy, because some of the prices that I've heard are just astronomical. But we need to work towards that, and our taxpayers need, me included, to inform them of what we're looking at. And I guess just get what their expectations are. What do they want to see?
Why aren't we going after the county for the money that we've already paid for road maintenance? They're giving us the road, they should be giving us the funds with it, because we're paying for it. We've already paid for it, and you're not receiving anything with it.
The only thing we will receive from this will be the state money for per mile, per lane mile of road.
But
the county will not, because we went round and round over this.
Well, we need to file a legal action or something to try and get them funds.
When
why keep turning and hurting the people for these funds when we're already paying part of it for the maintenance? And then add more levies to make up for what the county shortness?
Technically, if we went with the three, we would not be adding more levies. We would just be brought up to what the current tax rate is today.
Yeah, but
versus 20 years ago when the two was there.
Still that initial amount for roads and bridges that we're paying to the county, that the township is not receiving for maintenance purposes.
Talking with the Otarma lawyers back, that's probably been 3 years ago now, because I've been battling a lot of this from the beginning, their thing was, is there isn't much we can do about them turning the roads over to us, or how much money they will or will not give us.
Well, why don't we take all the residents in the township and figure out what we're paying for that road fund, put it in an escrow account until they decide to get a suitable solution to this. Yeah. That way nobody's not paying taxes, but they can't touch it either until they come to an agreement of some sort.
So if I understand it right, there's a state law loophole that allows the county to turn roads over to us, correct?
Got it. Vice code.
So if the residents did want to do something, they could reach out to their state legislatures, who are elected officials, and ask them to close said loophole. That is one thing the residents could do. That's pretty much the only thing that'd be within our power to stop it.
Yeah, we don't want these, Bill. I mean, you know, we don't want them, and we fought and held them off for, I mean, how long have we held them off, Kevin?
Since the beginning. How many years have you been here? 12?
14.
So I started with this before they came in, and that was with the last engineer, which was Keith Early, which he was a lot more personable and understanding than what we got now. But it's just one of those battles that, yes, please reach out to the state representative, but right now you could do something by reaching out to your new county commissioners. That's how they got held back last year. With a lot of effort from Dave, we need to reach out to those new people and say, hey, we can't afford this. Our levy got turned down. You know, we need to put this on hold. They got the money to take care of the roads. And maybe if you can get that vote at the county meeting, that stops it again until we can figure out, okay, where are we standing? And when it's all said and done, how much do we need to still survive? Maybe something could be changed. My understanding of the loophole was back basically 60 years ago, they're using this loophole from back then that somebody missed as it's been lawyerized over the years. That's how they did it.
I got it at home.
You do?
Yeah.
Could you send us a copy?
I got to find it.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I know I got it.
Which leads to this, to summarize this, that long ways down the road isn't going to cover the short term that we have with this problem. And so, guys have to.
I have a road grader and let them go back to gravel.
And some communities do that, and I don't think the residents will want that. Because they complain about a tar and chip road and it being too loud and dusty, and I've sat here for years hearing this.
They complain about everything.
That's correct. So you're either going to have crappy roads and no money to maintain them, or you're
going to say that.
Or you're going to pay for them. I mean, this is the problem we have. So.
You know, I've yet to hear a resident complain about nothing. So that's one thing they haven't complained about. So Joel, I know we've had difficulty putting items on the ballot and legal description, that stuff before. When do we have to have these numbers set by and make the resolution?
So I don't know the date of the spring election, but it's 90 days prior to the spring election. The two resolution process should be done, which means that the Lucas County Board of Elections and the auditor have approved those resolutions in advance, the last one being the Board of Elections, 90 days.
And we won't be the only one. I heard when I was talking at the last meeting that there's going to be a statewide thing, PWCO, something that the state's putting on, so it won't be just us on there either. So,
well, it's not about, we're going to be paying for the election anyways, just like we will last week.
Bucks,
well,
or maybe whatever.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not really a concern about the cost of putting it on the ballot, because you're always going to have that expense, whether it's in the spring or in the fall.
Speaking of that, I want to switch gears a little bit.
What did you find out?
I couldn't find it. They don't have the 25 schedule set yet for voting days.
This is going to be an immediate decision you will need to make now and next month. Have a formal plan so resolutions can be drafted with the new language that we have the issues with, and then start going forward. You know, because Gary probably needs to know that maybe he needs to be in the spring, and Tony, who's here now, maybe he needs to go in the spring. I don't know. Fire department, I say this, I better not. I do not.
I don't know what to say about what just happened.
Yeah, I don't know how to think about it.
Yeah.
We know the voter participation will be much less in the spring and much less next fall, for sure. The president's elected, so people are not going to participate much anymore in that stuff. We know that, so.
For the fire department, we have one slight with the association. They've always supported campaigning for the benefit of the levies for the fire department and even expending monies for the advertisement support. So, you know, we're not.
So by January, you want to be.
For that.
Well, I gotta figure out when their next year is, but you as the board need to make some common decisions. We're on a common path. We're gonna do this for the road and bridge. We're gonna do this for recreation. We're gonna do this for fire. What is that? Because that's what the schedule was for, right?
Yeah.
We always had those other deadlines. So.
If you go back and look for as long as I've taken care of the road and bridge, you know, there's, you'll find out I'm pretty tight with the money to begin with. There are projects that I will pass and put off and don't put down the road. You know, there's no luxury items bought. I mean, it's what we need, and that's basically it. And when the first decision had to be made to start back with tar and chip roads, I actually put it on trustees because I didn't want to be blamed for it. I knew what was going to happen with it. But they're still a good road. They are noisier. But we got to have enough to at least do the necessities.
One thing I do want to mention about the roads is that, just so people understand, we're not here trying to squeeze more money out of the residents. We as trustees are legally obligated to take the best action possible to ensure the roads are funded and maintained and plowed and et cetera. So that's why we have to do all this.
It's just something they can vote against.
Yeah, I mean, if they vote against it... I mean, they vote against it, then we figure it out from there, but we got to get it to that point.
We have to go around and knock on doors.
Yeah, if it comes down to it.
We have to.
Yeah, I mean, even that, like the meetings, I mean, just the garbage meetings we had people attend them, they were participating, and that got it out there. I mean, that went good, you know, so. All right, Joel, we'll work on getting you a number. For that first,
a
general idea, so you can get the resolutions drafted. And
three levies. What are you going to do?
Okay. Right.
So just to summarize, what are you going to do with recreation? Is it early? There's going to be a change. Fire department, early. There's a change. Road and bridge levy, 1 mil.
And you're talking early in the year, because they're all due next.
Spring election.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's all I got on it.
Okay. Is there any other questions or Bill?
Seeing how we're hooked on shopping at Toys R Us. Bill
Tank.
I know. Maintenance, fire department. Is there any plans in the near future of building a bigger toy box to put this stuff in? Or are we going to buy this new stuff and leave it out here and go to hell in the weather?
I don't think there's any plans to expand. We don't have the money for that.
Well, where are you going to put all this stuff?
I've been thinking about it.
Kevin's got a $200,000 snowplow that's probably sitting outside or going to set outside. They got a boat that you either going to have to pay storage or something.
We store it inside.
And now he's buying another truck. He's keeping the excursion. Where are you going to put all this stuff?
You're right. We do need something.
Protect the investment. Can't keep buying this new equipment every year.
Well, your truck stays inside, don't it?
All the trucks are inside.
Got tractors outside, mowers.
There would be one tractor basically left out for the winter.
I mean, you practically got a zoning violation going on out here in the backyard.
They're all stored behind the
door. We pass the road and bridge level, we might be
able to still home in the backyards anyway, so.
But, yeah, we typically, the pumping tractor doesn't get put away. Now that we're in the low water data, we knock on wood and it stays that way, then we're going to find a place to put it away, because otherwise you'd just be putting it away, getting it back out. Put it away, get it back out. Mm-hmm. You just leave it pretty much either sit there, or if the water stays low like it did a few years ago, we'll pull it out and bring it back here. And basically, I guess you could look at one of those, anything acceptable by the zoning people. A glorified shed or something to drive it into that you could enclose for the winter and be just something to store it into the winter, or
even if you put up a pole barn.
So
it sounds like you need a shipping container.
No, that wouldn't be big enough. Container. It'd be a big one.
Our road and bridge was.
Oh, move along, Bill. It's a good idea. Jim?
No, she stepped away. She left.
I'm leave too.
Anything else? Bo?
I move to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Alex Liddon?
Yes.
Dave Bench? Meeting adjourned.
I got a paper for you too.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.